Title: Export Control Shakeup, Navigating the Expanded Export Restrictions. Content: On July 29, 2024, the U.S. Department of Commerce, Bureau of Industry and Security, BIS, proposed a series of transformative new rules aimed at tightening controls related to military, intelligence, and security activities under the Export Administration Regulations, EAR. These proposed changes are set to impact how businesses manage exports and interact with end users, expanding the scope of restrictions to cover a broader range of activities and entities. These proposed changes further the U.S. government's policy goals of using export control regulations to protect human rights around the globe. The proposed rules introduce expanded controls on U.S. persons, activities, tighten end-use and end-user restrictions, and add definitions on specific ECCNs for facial recognition software. BIS and the Directorate of Defense Trade Controls, DDTC, are inviting public comments on the proposed rules until September 27, 2024. Here is a breakdown of what these proposed changes entail and what they mean for your business. Key takeaways: expanded end-use and end-user controls. The proposed rules introduce broader definitions and tighter controls around end-users and end-uses. Specifically, military end-users and end-uses, the new definition of a military end-user, now encompasses not only national armed forces and the National Guard but also private military companies, mercenaries, and irregular forces. The proposed rules would broaden the scope of end-use and end-user controls to encompass all items subject to the EAR, rather than only the items specified in Supplement No. 2 to Part 744 of the EAR, and expand the country scope of these end-use and end-user controls to apply to all countries identified in Country Group D5, as well as Macau. Intelligence end-users. The rules now classify any government intelligence or reconnaissance organization and their supporting entities as intelligence end users. This broader definition includes a range of functions from planning and analyzing to disseminating intelligence. The updated controls apply to all items subject to the EAR and apply to all countries identified in Country Groups D and E that are not also listed in Country Groups A, 5 and A, 6. Military support end users. The addition of the military support end user definition will regulate entities that provide support to military end uses. The rules will prohibit the export of any item specified in any ECCN on the Commerce Control List when there is knowledge that the item is intended for a military support end user in AD, 5 country or Macau. Foreign security end users. The proposed rules would add a definition of foreign security end user to include governmental and other entities engaged in law enforcement and security functions. The proposed rule prohibits the export, re-export, or transfer of items specified with any ECCN on the Commerce Control List when there is knowledge that the item is intended for foreign security end users of a country listed in Country Group D, 5 or E. Enhanced U.S. person activity controls. The changes also introduce new restrictions on U.S. persons involved in export activities. General support. Generally, the definition of support remains mostly unchanged, aside from some clarifying revisions. Support still covers shipping, transmitting, or facilitating shipments for a covered end user, as well as performing any contract, service, or employment for a covered end user. U.S. persons are prohibited from engaging in any of these supporting activities in relation to covered end users. The proposed rule would also carve out an exception for freight forwarders and common carriers, alleviating, but not eliminating, some burdensome diligence. Military end users. U.S. persons will need a license for any activities related to developing or producing items for military end users. Intelligence end users. Support to intelligence end users or entities on the entity list with a footnote 7 designation is prohibited. Military support end users. Support to military support end users listed on the entity list with a footnote 6 designation is prohibited. Foreign security end users. Support to foreign security end users or entities on the entity list with a footnote 8 designation is prohibited. New item controls. The proposed rules also add facial recognition technology to the Commerce Control List, facial recognition systems.